You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
49 degrees with rainfall across eastern Iowa. Heavy rain in some areas. It's lightened up a little bit here at the KXIC studios along I-80. I'm Jay Capron. It is the Social Soundbite with Nick Westergaard from Brand Driven Digital. Since many of you are driving out there, I won't ask you to raise your hand, but nod your head up and down if you are politically fatigued right now. And I think there's a lot of people who are bobbling their heads like bobbleheads right now.
Deep
breaths. It's and it you know, it happens all the time. But I think even more so this year, just with the polar, the feelings that you're getting. I mean, there's a lot of hatred being thrown around. There's a lot of, I think it's fair to say that people are fatigued. And I think you have some numbers to back that up, Nick.
It is fair to say. And yes, there are numbers that back that up. 37% when asked by Pew Research as part of a recent study of Americans about politics and social media describe themselves as being worn out by all of the political posts, as opposed to only 20% that say that they like seeing all of that in their feed every day. Another 59% say they see those political posts as stressful and frustrating, and moreover, that it's producing kind of a further sense of alienation. There's 64% that note that after they have a political disagreement with someone on Facebook, they feel that they have less in common with their friends and acquaintances.
Isn't it interesting, too? I think Facebook has opened up this this new venue for people over the past decade where you thought you knew somebody, and there's people who just really take – there's people who are very, very consistent and always commenting about politics, and then there's people who are just very quiet. And then there's people like myself who I – generally stay quiet, but there's sometimes I just get so fired up I feel like I have to say something.
Yeah, I would fall into your camp. I wouldn't say that like every post is something that I do see. I even saw something this morning and I thought, no.
Right. But yeah, you almost have to like gauge whether or not you
want to. Yeah, I boil over, and this one's really kind of pushing like, it seems like it would be easier to color in the lines, but this one with some pretty severe swings is causing us to go outside of that. Now, the other thing to remember is that a big factor is the amount of news and information. 90% of the information online was created in the past 2 days. So we are, I've heard that stat a lot of different ways. That every 2 days we create as much information as that was produced from the beginning of time up until 2003. So part of it also is the volume of this. It's like the fire hose got turned way the heck up. So it makes me think of that old picture, someone getting knocked over trying to drink from it. It's no wonder that many of us are getting frustrated and falling down.
Yeah, well, you know what else is interesting, too, is you can almost craft the news that you want to hear by who you follow, right? Like, if you could look at one person's feed compared to another, and you'll see stories all about Hillary and emails, and then you'll see another one all about Donald Trump and women, and, you know, you could almost pick your poison as far as...
Well, again, by and large, we are friends with like-minded people. And when we interact with those people more, we like their content more. And that's the other thing. That fire hose of Facebook is also algorithmically based on what you like and respond to most. So you're already going to see more of what you like. So your news... And that might be good for your heart rate, but it also means that you're not always seeing the whole story.
No doubt about it. Interesting stuff, and not too much longer, right? A couple weeks. We can hang in there, right?
13 days?
Yes. Early voting is available,
we'll
too.
Have the answer by now,
that's
right?
Right.
Right? This time in 2 weeks?
And then the next 4 years, we'll wait for the next time to happen. All right. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. I'm fatigued, no doubt about it. That's like my radio show, too. If you listen to the show, you know I don't get very political, but every once in a while, something I'll hear, and then I'll go off on one of those rants. I just can't keep it inside sometimes, but you know, that's just the way it is, and I think it's really interesting information there from Nick Westergaard. Check out branddrivendigital.com for more if you'd like to, and we will be right back.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.